when you think this time 2 years ago, you know, we were all happy, and within, you know, short space of time, your whole world just comes crashing down. There's no other way you can describe it. And then you're just on a roller coaster, constantly waiting for the phone to ring, whether it was been news of Sarah, whether somebody had been arrested, whether they'd found her, just constantly waiting for the phone. You can't describe it. You really cannot describe it. It's just like falling down a big hole. You know, it's the only way you can say it. And you don't know what to say to people. People don't know what to say to you. You rely on the police. You search the internet for every possible bit of information. Constantly trawl through the social media accounts to see if there's anything. And that's what you do.
What was Sarah like as a person?
Sarah was vibrant, outgoing, extremely confident, very loving and caring mother, daughter, sister. You know, her friends all adored her. She was very caring to other people, helped many people out, you know, all throughout her life.
And what's it been like for Sarah's children, having to deal with their mum disappearing and everything that's happened since?
The children have all coped incredibly well in their own way. The younger ones miss their mother desperately, as do the two elder boys, but they're older and they understand more. The younger ones cannot understand why their father did this to their mother.
And this is something they'll carry with them for their whole life, like you will. It's just had such a devastating impact on the whole family, hasn't it?
Yes, the children will never get over this. It will stay with them for the rest of their life, and they will constantly want answers.
And I know there's been a big response from the community around New Ash Green, who've been out searching for the last 2 years, really looking for any clues to where Sarah could be. What's that been like, having that kind of community support?
The kindness of people who didn't even know Sarah, that have put themselves out in all weathers, every, you know, weekends, all their spare time they've given up. They really, truly are a community. And it's brought six people together, and they've started the New Ash Green Community Cupboard, which wouldn't have happened, you know, without this tragedy. So out of it, you know, you have seen the kindness of people that never even knew her.
And has it made it more difficult to sort of, I know you're never going to move on from this, but to come to terms with it at least, not knowing where she is and what happened to her, I guess that's even harder.
It is. Usually, you know, when people die or they're murdered, you can have a certain amount of closure, because you can have a funeral and you can say goodbye. But in this case, we can't do that. But the only thing I would like to say, if, you know, people cast their minds back for 2 years and just think of the slightest thing they might have seen that maybe they didn't think was important at the time. It might just spring a memory in somebody.